Bez Hashem, begin a new perek in Shmir Saloshin, Shah Tevuna, perek Dalid, Shin 146 from the Chofetz Chaim, where he discusses the greatness of judging favorably. Boyu vayar goydel ma'alosoi shel ha'oldum hadon es chaveru lekaschus. The greatness of the person, I should say, who judges people favorably. We see the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Kufchav Zayin with Beis in the top of the Amud. The Gemara says over there that if someone judges a person favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him favorably. There's an obvious question to ask on that, which I'm going to ask the question, not focus on the answer. But the question is, judging favorably is that when we don't know, we as people don't know the whole thing that just happened. We don't know the whole story. So therefore, we have an opportunity and an obligation to judge the person favorably, depending on what type of person we're discussing here. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no lack of understanding of the situation. Hashem knows everything that happened. So the question is, just to raise the question now, what does it mean to judge favorably? Hashem knows everything, right? But I do want to bring out the emphasis of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if we do judge favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us favorably. We are like, again, I said before in a different shir, a few days away from Rosh Hashanah. We have an opportunity. It doesn't cost us a penny. All it is a proper mindset, a proper attitude. That when we see something, we hear something, and we view that person in a positive light, to judge them favorably, we do more benefit for ourselves than even for that person. We are creating a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're judging him favorably. I am the Dayan. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am the judge. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will judge you favorably. Who doesn't want to come out with a favorable judgment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Gam yargil es atzmoy lodun es chaveiro lekav zuchus. Train yourselves. Yargil es atzmoy. Accustom yourselves to judge people favorably. As Gemara in Shua says, Bitzedek brings the pasuk in Vayikra Yotes Tezvav. Bitzedek tishpoit am yisecha. What does it mean? Bitzedek tishpoit am yisecha. With righteousness, you should judge your fellow. What this means is, have a don eschaverecho lekavschus. You should judge your friend favorably. This is the makor, tzedek tishpat amisecha, the source in the Torah HaKadosha for judging someone favorably. Vu echod mi'advarim she'odom oichel peyrseim ba'ilam hazeh, and this is one of these midos, these attributes. That a person benefits and enjoys the peiros, the fruits of his good actions here, v'hakeren kayemes le'olam haba. But the main reward will wait for the person. What an investment. Everybody should be an investor. Sometimes you meet somebody, what do you do? I'm an investment banker. I don't even know what that means exactly, but he's an investor somewhere. I hear the word investment somewhere in the word. We all have to be investors, investment bankers, and realize we are the ones who benefit the most when we judge the person favorably. Besides for the fact that we feel better inside. Because when we look at somebody in negative light, it makes us feel uncomfortable. Inside, we feel uncomfortable. We get upset. We get anxious. We get angry. As opposed to being down the kafschus, judging the person favorably, so you know what happens now? You feel better. Okay, it's not such a big deal. Whatever happened, you push it aside. V'echod mi'advarim she'odom oichel perisein ba'ilum hazeh v'akerin kayemis lo'ilum haba. K'moy she'omru b'Shabbos, as Gemara tells us in Shabbos. We'll see more on this perek that we just began, just a few days before Rosh Hashanah, the end of the year. This is the last week of the year, and if one will be listening to this recording some other time throughout the year, of course, it's always a time to judge someone favorably, even more so when it's now Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the ways that we can bring a schus for ourselves, for Hashem to judge us favorably.